10X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no, we've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back. Hello, welcome again to Couch to Fire. My name is Simona and I have a wonderful guest. He's back again, Bhavesh Kothari. Bhavesh, how are you?
I'm doing great, Simona. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much. Bhavesh is an entrepreneur and a great mentor for startup companies. He has a plethora of knowledge in science and has an MBA in international business, 20 years plus experience in pharmaceutical and corporate event management and business information and media. So he has lots of information and a big resume of entrepreneurial knowledge. So I wanted to invite him again over because we ended up our last podcast talking about the word failure. And Bhavesh and I talked and he just said that, you know what, we need to talk about failures because without failures, there's no success. And we need to learn from our failures. And it's so true because we don't talk about it. We hide all of our failures under a rug, don't we? We hide it from other people because it sounds shameful for us. For me, it does. But what is your take on it, Bhavesh?
I think, Simona, failures and success are two parts of the coin, right? Otherwise the coin might not be valuable in the market. Same way, failures and success are a part of your own life. You cannot deny that. As Albert Alva Edison mentioned, it took him 1,000 hits to bring light to a lot of people's life, right?
Right.
When he was, inventing something called as an electric bulb. Right. So today, if you would have given up on the 999th, effort, we would have still been living in some kind of a dark world. Right. Having said that, I think how many people talk about their failures openly? Because the society itself is so stigmatic that people look down on you. Oh, hey, you are a failure, right? So I remember in my early days in my life, a lot of challenges were there. And I think everyone goes through that challenge, right? I say, when you talk about no, right? N-O as a word, right? I consider it as not a negative, but it can be expanded to new opportunities, right? So somewhere down the line, from the sales experience that I come from, we had to hear a lot of no's, right? The idea was to find out new opportunities, move next, or next opportunity, if I have to call that, right? So that's what we were taught at the early space, right? And I think living in scarcity teaches you a lot of lessons. Hardships teaches you a lot of lessons, right?
Right.
It encourages you at each point of time. But why are we not celebrating failures? I think when we achieve some milestones, we go out for a party, right? And we celebrate. We have celebrations all around. I think it's very important to also celebrate failures. I think somewhere down the line, we should have a tradition of celebrating failures. in the world or in the country or in our lives. Because if they would not have been there, we would have not known what success is. Okay, you know, it would have just been a small word in one of the dictionaries that you could have purchased somewhere with no definition, you know, relevant to your life. It is very difficult for people to talk about the failures. Most important is it is very difficult for a lot of people to accept that, you know, it's a failure. And I think that acceptance of, you know, you not being the perfect person, you know, you can make mistakes, you can, you know, do blunders in your life. I think that is important because at the end, the journey that we have, okay, the destinations are fixed, right? We are born and we are going to die, right? So destination is fixed. Now this journey from, you know, the womb to the grave has to be very meaningful for you, right? It has to add value to you. It has to add value to the people around you. And I always use this word value because I think somewhere down the line, it is a value system of the society that does not allow us to, you know, accept failures. We get checked out. We get looked upon. We get looked down. In fact, not looked upon. We get looked down. We get, you know, abused. We get humiliated. You know, we get bullied. But I think because of the culture that we have been, you know, the learnings that we have been given. You know, imagine we as kids were taught, oh no, you know, you have to be successful, you have to be good, you have to be kind, you have to achieve things, you have to be number one in this class. And that gets ingrained, right? So it, you know, it carries from generation to generation, right? So every school needs to talk about failures. It is good to achieve. It is good to have achievements. But behind that achievements, you know, are failures, right? So if you have a trophy, right, which are which is hung on a wall, okay, the front looks beautiful. That's a success. But behind it is dark, it is blank. You know, that's the failure. You know, that's the failure that has made this success shine. I think that's the best analogy I could ever come up with. So it's wonderful. I think we need to talk about failures as much. Because it also gives you confidence that yes, you know, you are equally responsible for your success and for your failure as well.
And I think failures give you perspective. You know, if you failed for so long and then finally you succeed, you see all the knowledge that you've learned from all the failures you've had in your life, you know. And I think that gives you so much more gratitude in the accomplishments that you've done already, you know. I was listening to one of my friend's podcasts, Reem Hobart, and she had one of her business friends over, and they talked about everything he did wrong. And every avenue and every turn he did wrong. And it took him all these failures to finally figure out his success. And he wasn't the person that got the fastest of success, but he was the one that learned so much from it. And I thought that was very interesting, you know, and I'm like, oh, you're right, you know. Okay, so he would do it a certain way, then it didn't work out, and then he'd do it another way, and then he'd modify it, and then he'd finally, now he runs, I think, virtual summits, successful virtual summits, yes. And I thought that was so interesting. I'm like, you're right. You know, like, talking about your failures will give you so much perspective and knowledge of your career or what field you're in, you know, that you can give others. So I think this topic is so interesting, and you're right. We should talk about it.
Yeah. So another, I think the thought that we need to ingrain in people's mind is why are we, you know, afraid of failures? Number one, you know, is it the society that's going to look you down? Is it that you might get humiliated? that can happen. But I think one very important aspect is, you know, as I always say, this is a saying that you know I have heard multiple times. I don't remember how it came, but it says success is relative and failure is an orphan. Look at the perspective. It says success is relative, failure is an orphan, because no one wants to adopt failures, right? No one wants to accept failures in life. I think there's nothing wrong about it. As you rightly said, there are so much of learnings. In that learnings, are you able to transform yourself? Are you able to understand why it happened? And it happened. I think letting go of is another attitude that will take you to the next altitude. Right. So you need to be mindful about accepting it. I thought that if there is a good thing that happens, it's a teamwork. But if it fails, it's the leader's responsibility. Why this bias? I mean, is it because you are a leader and in spite of your hard work and plus your team's hard work, it has to be collective success. And if the project fails, the leader has to be blamed. I think we need to have a small shift. And this is my perspective: is collective success and collective failures needs to be there, right? So, if the team succeeds, it is a team effort. But if the team does not succeed, the leader is blamed. I think that the whole team needs to take the blame because we all are leaders, right? In the team. We all are leading some or other project or some or other aspect of that project. So I think it should not be only on one person's onus, right? And we are all human beings. We tend to make mistakes. It's not important whose mistake. It's important what mistake happened and how do we rectify it or do not repeat it or what do we learn from it.
Right.
So I think that's where this mind shift of accepting failures will happen. Otherwise, what will happen is, this pointing of finger that, oh, you failed, because of you it failed, or because of you it went down, right? That's why people are afraid to celebrate failures. I think there needs to be a small shift in the mindset. Again, I would say, if, the team succeeds in achieving the results, it has to be collective celebration by the team. Mm-hmm. But if the team fails, it should not be the leader who should be blamed. It should be the entire team who should take the onus that, hey, we collectively failed. Okay, not just because I am the manager or the boss and the team that I'm building, could not achieve. I have to take the blame. I mean, why? And if the project was amazing, the team takes the celebrations. Why? I mean, why do we have this skewed view about failures and success? So that's my perspective.
Yeah. And I think you can apply it to like sports too, like the goalie in soccer or the goalie in hockey. They are the last part of before the opponent scores or tries to score. And then if they score against them, they feel so bad, but it actually is a team effort. It's a team effort that they scored against us because they went past the forwards, past the defense, and then, the last line of defense is the goalie. So, it is a team effort. And sometimes those goalies take it to heart, it was me that was wrong, but it is a team effort for failure. So as it is a team effort for a success. So yes, thank you so much for that perspective. I think more of us should be like mindful and use our failures for knowledge and a positive note to apply it to our lives. Thank you so Absolutely. Much. Yeah. I know you have a wonderful virtual summit coming up. Can you talk about it, Vivesh?
Yes, somehow it relates to what we are talking, right?
Yeah.
So this is called as the Impact Summit. Which is scheduled from 16th to 18th October. Again, a 3-day summit. Like last time when we did Women Millennial Summit, which was more focused towards transformation and rediscovery. You know, here we are taking the next step in terms of opening up to the audience. Though for Women Millennial Summit, it was not only the women who had to participate; it was again open for everyone, right? Here we're talking about the Impact Summit, you know, and the summit is the culmination or the outcome of the Women Millennial Summit, if I have to say that, because number one, we did a lot of blunders and we learned from it, and that's what I'm going to implement, you know, along with the team, which is, you know, myself, my co-founder, Ms. Meenal Kothari. I have Mr. Amitabh Sinha and Meenal Sinha, who both are again co-founders of, you know, a great startup support system called meetingsandoffices.com, right? So Billionaire Divas and meetingsandoffices.com have come together and put down this entire three-day summit, again, focusing on transformation and growth, you know, transformation of your business, transformation of your teams, transformation of the organization, and how are you going to grow in this the new world that we are seeing, right?
Yes.
I would say every day is a new world, but the experience that, you know, that the world has because of this you know, pandemic, it has changed a lot of things for a lot of people. You know, as I say, it has you know, it has lost. It has a loss for someone, or I would say someone has lost, you know, a job, or maybe someone has lost a dear one, or someone has lost a business, right? So we have become more, a bit more empathetic towards life. We have become more, we have got some realization that, you know, life can hit you anytime, you know, circumstances can hit you anytime. And more important is how we're going to manage that circumstances. So that's what we are going to talk about. We are going to talk about more on the team aspect, okay? You know, how do you manage teams in turbulent times? How are you going to look at consumer engagements, you know, in this turbulent times? Because, you know, it's going to be difficult, but not impossible. It's going to be difficult to, you know, acquire customers or grow your customers. What is going to be important is the relationship building aspect, right? So I would not want to divulge more. I would want, you know, everyone to actually register for this. Again, we have kept it at a very bare minimum price, which is around $8, $8.5, $9, okay?
Right.
The idea is, again, transformation of people. The idea is, can we use this time to be with you know, the entrepreneurial community, be with them as a family, and provide them some value somewhere down the line, like the way we had transformation happening to a lot of people. And that message of transformation was so clear that we have had feedbacks coming in from people saying that, look, this 3 days has been a great transformation. And, you know, if they can continue this journey, so we are continuing the journey of helping and supporting entrepreneurs under Billionaire Divas, my company. You know, we already have pledged that, you know, we will help and support more women in entrepreneurship. Women don't need, you know, empowerment. No one needs empowerment. We all need support and encouragement. Yeah. So we are on that journey, and thank Almighty God, all my friends, my community, you know, and my team, that this has been another, you know, opportunity for us to transform and help people transform.
Yes, and I'm so excited for you, wishing you and your team the best of luck. I'm sure people, please go and log on to the website. I'm sure we'll give them the website later on, and it is October 16th through 18th.
Yeah, 16th and 18th. You could visit the website is www.impactsummit.online.
Online. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Bhavesh. Again, very interesting topic. And I think all of us should learn from our failures just as much as we learn from our successes. Thank you for coming and sharing with us your knowledge. You take care, Bhavesh. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Simona. And I wish everyone happiness, success, and yes, don't forget to celebrate failures.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparked something in you to take action to live your best life. If you're interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.